The United States has announced a significant increase in its target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at the start of a global climate summit. President Joe Biden says increasing ambition is a moral imperative and is imploring other countries to follow. Australia isn't heeding that call, with the Prime Minister Scott Morrison telling the summit that technology, not targets, is the key to driving down emissions while protecting jobs. North America correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
Joe Biden knew he had to present a big and bold target if he was to convince the world that the US is back in the climate action game. And he didn't disappoint, announcing a new goal to reduce harmful emissions on 2005 levels by between 50 and 52% by 2030.
The signs are unmistakable. The science is undeniable. But the cost of inaction keeps mounting. The United States isn't waiting.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was impressed.
You have started this summit by walking the talk.
And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was positively gushing.
It is so good to have the US back on our side in the fight against climate change.
President Biden will have to convince Congress and the public that aiming for that target will not threaten jobs and livelihoods. He got some help on that front from the British Prime Minister in language only Boris Johnson could come up with.
This is not all about some expensive, politically correct green act of bunny hugging, or however you want to put it. I'm not wrong with bunny hugging, but you know what I'm driving at, friends and colleagues. This is about growth and jobs.
The UK is among a number of countries, including Japan and Canada, which also upped their targets ahead of or at the virtual summit. US officials had said they expected Australia would too, but Scott Morrison's ranking as the 21st of 27 speakers behind Bhutan suggested they weren't holding out too much hope. The Prime Minister's participation was beset by technical difficulties, which plagued a number of speakers.
Mr. Prime Minister, I'm not sure we're hearing you here.
When the sound was switched on mid-speech, Scott Morrison's message was that Australia was going its own way.
Australia is on the pathway to net zero. Our goal is to get there as soon as we possibly can through technology that enables and transforms our industries, not taxes that eliminate them and the jobs and livelihoods they support and create, especially in our regions. For Australia, it is not a question of if, or even by when for net zero, but importantly, how.
Mr. Morrison said Australia would be a global leader in cleaner energy.
Our ambition is to produce the cheapest green hydrogen in the world. Mr. President, in the United States, you have the Silicon Valley. Here in Australia, we are creating our own hydrogen valley.
Attention now turns to the COP26 in Glasgow in November. Between now and then, the pressure on Australia to up its targets will only increase. This is Barbara Miller in Washington, reporting for AM.